Hello?
Yes, hello there. My name's Ivan. I'm calling from Local Splash. Is this Andrew?
Yeah, Andrew.
Hi, Andrew. How are you doing today? Awesome, awesome. So, yeah, as I mentioned, I'm calling from Local Splash, actually part of the Google Guaranteed Department here. So, as you know, the ad recently passed all the required checks and is ready to go live. So, just giving you a quick follow-up call to see if you're ready to activate.
How much?
So, it looks like your minimum monthly budget is $331. So that would be the minimum that you would start out with. Depending on how well the campaign does in the first month, we may request for you to increase that budget if you're able to do so.
Okay. All right. What cards do you guys have on file?
Give me one second here. So I see here that it's ending in 3656.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
Alrighty, perfect. So we'll go ahead and initiate the campaign as of this moment so that you can begin to receive leads. Just a couple of more details that I want to go through very quickly with you to make sure.
Yeah. I was going to ask too, because sometimes, you know, I go to sleep or busy that day or
exactly. To pause and unpause, you just have to let us know and we'll do that for you right away.
Okay. How to just call you guys?
Yeah, you can either shoot a text message, email, or call, and we'll get to it right away and we'll pause it. Obviously, if you have like a specific time frame that you want to have it pause and then re-enable it, you can let us know that as well.
Okay. Just like because I get different phone calls, different numbers than you guys. Do I just text any one of them, or do I text
certain? So the 877 one is usually the best. I'm not sure if you have that one. 877-635-6225.
Yeah, the
65,
6225,
okay. Yep, so that's you can always call or text that number, and we'll get to it right away. So if you need to pause it, we'll do that for you.
Okay, because normally, like, what happens is that we get a lead. I know it's basically a lead that goes to me only. I like to give our customer a call, like, right away, so that way they don't forget that they, you know, were asking for a quote or a bid or some painter to give them a call.
Right.
So I try to give them a call within, like, you know, 10 to 15 minutes. And then, if you're going to sleep at 7 o'clock, if you're someone's pet, or if you're going to sleep even, or taking a nap, or you have the day off or something like that, you know.
Right.
You have a day off.
The good thing about these leads though is it'll always be a direct contact from them, so they'll always be calling you, and then at that point the communication will start.
Okay.
All right. So let me see. It's just a couple more details. Yeah. So we already let you know if you ever need to pause the leads, just contact us and let us know. Also, I do have to advise you that frequently missed calls and or delayed responses can negatively impact the performance of the ad. Based on what you just told me, it seems like you're pretty diligent about that, but like I said, I do got to let you know that can have a negative impact.
Yeah.
All right, let's see here. Okay, and then, yeah, we'll just quickly transition into this since we're kind of on that. What's the kind of the time frame in which you want to receive the Goal Guaranteed leads? Doesn't necessarily have to be the same as your business hours, but just, yeah, whenever you want to receive these types of leads specifically.
Yeah, go with I'd like to give them a little bit of time after they get out of work. So I want to go from like maybe 8 a.m. That's around the time I'm up. 8 a.m. to 7 p.m. What I do, you know, yeah, 8 a.m. to 7 p.m.
Okay.
Now they get off.
Is that Monday through Friday, Saturday?
I would say all week, yeah, Monday through Sunday.
All right, perfect.
Especially if I can turn it on and off. I need to, then I'll be all right. That's not the right time. Nobody's calling after 8, you know, they're getting dinner. If they do call after
exactly.
8, you know what I'm saying, they're kind of like, I've learned from this too, they're just looking is really what they're doing.
Yeah.
So
you want to
get a charge for a lead,
they're
not even really actually intending to paint their home, it's just they're looking and that's it.
Right. Yep, absolutely. Yeah, and then another thing to keep in mind, the budget will never go over 331. So if it ever gets near or at that point, then the ad will be paused automatically. Then, like I said, at that point, you'll be able to increase it if you need to or want to.
Okay, and then you guys don't automatically increase every monthly. You guys just kind of let me... If we don't get to the 331 by the end of this month, then you guys let me. We're going to go through probably a little bit of a slowdown, you know. Won't be too slow, but it'll be slowing down a little bit coming to the wintertime. People are excited about Thanksgiving, excited about Christmas. You know, they can spend their money on those things. We kind of have a little slowdown coming up, but you guys don't just automatically take 331 out of my bank account every month, do you?
No, so the 331 charge will be just this first month at the point of activation so that we can set the budget. And then from here on out, you'll get charged for the leads that you receive each month in order to replenish that budget back up to 331 at the beginning of each month. Does that make sense?
So say we use $200, you guys, at the beginning of next month, you replenish up to 331, $200.
That's right, exactly.
Yeah.
Alrighty, so looks like we're good to go. Let me just make sure here. Oh, okay, one more thing. You also have the option to receive message leads, so text message leads. You know, obviously, as you know, some people prefer to communicate that way. These usually are about half the cost of a regular phone call lead, so... Like I said, it's just an option you can have activated. You'll receive the message from the potential customer, and you'll just reply to it like a normal text message to begin the conversation.
Okay. Well, let's try it for a little bit. How about that? I don't know if when the customer is kind of more serious and they'll give you a call or something along those lines. Or they'll expect a call, you know, and say, hey, you know, I'd rather them call me. I don't mind giving
I gotcha.
A call.
No problem.
I'm not trying. See what it's like. Later on, I could turn it off later, though, right?
Yeah, exactly. So, yeah, I was going to agree with you. You can go ahead and try it maybe the first couple of weeks or first month, and if you see that those leads are... you know, valuable to you, you can keep them, or like you said, if you see that they're not worth it, or whatever the case might be, we can always turn it off.
Okay. I'm in like a retirement town, so a lot of the customers I get, they don't really even like using, they don't really like using
gotcha.
Text messages, emails, stuff like that. A lot of my customers are at least 55 and older.
Understood, gotcha, okay.
Imagine they want text messaging. I don't mind. I'll try it out.
Alrighty, yeah. So we'll just go ahead and set it up. Like I said, just let us know a little bit later on if you need us to turn it off, and we'll do that for you. Alright, looks like you're good to go. Let me just double check everything here really quickly. Okay, and then you said this one that we do have on file, one ending in 3656, is okay to charge that to?
That's correct.
All right, let me go ahead and process that quickly. Alright, perfect. So I did go through successfully. Thank you for that. So like I said, the ad's going to go live as of right now. Once you do start to receive leads, obviously if you have any questions or concerns about them, just let us know and we'll do our best to help you out, okay?
Perfect. I appreciate you. Hope you have a good day.
Yep, sounds good. Thank you for taking my call. You have a good day as well. Bye-bye now.